he didn't have a proper boat, and he was on here talking about maybe some fundraising to get a boat, and there's been a real bounce of the ball, as they say. Joby Fox, singer, songwriter and general good guy. Joby, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Joby. Joby, a boat has come your way.
It has. Totally amazing. Things happen very quickly. It was Friday afternoon, I think, that this artist, renowned, world-renowned artist, famous guy, reached out to my colleague in all this, a lady called Jude Bennett, who's an artist herself in her own right, originally from here, presiding in Bristol. And this gentleman, I can say it's a male, got to hear of our efforts and our appeal for raising funds for a boat, for a rescue boat. And he reached out to us and subsequently furnished us with £35,000. And we just bought the boat yesterday, and it will be en route to Lesbos via freight on Friday, this Friday coming. So, as I say, things have happened fairly quickly, and we're just delighted, absolutely delighted, and with nothing but respect for this man. I know who it is. Unfortunately, I can't tell anybody. He's asked me to not to tell who it is. He wants to remain anonymous, and I obviously have to oblige.
It is a very generous gesture, regardless of how successful he is, how wealthy he is, or whatever. He has put his hand in his pocket for £35,000 to help save lives. What sort of boat do you manage to get for 35 grand in this day and age?
Well, we have a boat called an Atlantic 75, which is specially made for the RNLA, or the Royal Navy, actually, basically, lifeboats, specially made for them. It's an excellent boat. It's totally agile, and it's a totally professional boat. Now, while we're on the subject of the boat, we're not taking our foot off the pedal for donations. You can still donate at refugeerescue.co.uk because we need kit now, and we have a list there. So if anybody's listening and is keen to help out and literally save lives, to go to refugeerescue.co.uk, donate or buy a piece of equipment for us, which we have a list there. And we have been supplying for the last 2 months. We've been supplying skilled sea rescue personnel for a boat that's down there in Lesbos, which has been a collaboration with a Greek group, and we've been working to great effect, saving lives virtually every day. So it's powerful stuff.
It slipped slightly from the news. It was on every day the last time I was talking to you, Joby, and I know Sarah and Tommy from UTV had been down and filming it as well. It has slipped slightly from the news because, you know, people, and this is just the blunt reality of life, they get punched drunk with issues and topics. It's important that it doesn't slip from our minds.
No, well, this is it, Frank. I mean, it's like, with the greatest respect to the media, if people are going to inform themselves on this issue and others through popular news media, then they're not going to get the full story. News media is compressed into small sections and, sound bites a lot of the time. This is a story of humanity. This is a story, historical proportions of our time. In our life, this is an incredible story of life and death, which is playing out day and night on the seas, on the Aegean Sea. And I would encourage everybody to look deeper beyond the headlines and look at what's happening. This is our responsibility. We are human beings, after all, and so are these people. And we have a responsibility to them.
Well, Joby, I'm delighted that you've managed to get the boat, and I know your team will continue to work to save lives and to restructure lives down in that area. Thanks for the update, Joby. Thank you.
Thank you very much, man.
That's it. The singer-songwriter Joby Fox, humanitarian Joby Fox.